It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and we're getting ready to go into a very exciting three-part series. Yes, a three-part series entitled, now you're going to laugh at this title, but it's going to make sense in the end. The title of this message is, Don't Eat the Burnt Hot Dogs. Overcoming temptation. Oh, it's going to make sense. Don't eat the burnt hot dogs. Overcoming temptations. And we're going to be focusing on how to overcome temptation. Has anybody out there ever been tempted and ended up in a place that you did not want to be? Get your pen. Please get your paper, get your pens, get ready, get your Bible. We're going into the Word. We're going to give you practical illustrations, and we're going to learn more about overcoming temptations. Don't eat the burnt hot dogs. Overcoming temptations. Let's go right into the message. Have you ever wondered how you end up in places you don't want to be? And you ask yourself, what in the world was I thinking about when I did that? Oh, I'm talking to some real people today. Have you ever done something that just did not add up to what you intended to do? You ended up, of course, but that's not just the way you started. You missed the mark, and you knew for sure you must have been aiming at the bullseye, but you missed that mark big time. You couldn't believe how big you missed it. But one thing you got to understand, that when you fall into temptation, God is faithful, and He will bring you out of it. And your mistakes that you make along the way, take time and learn lessons from them. Don't repeat it over and over again. But sometimes you have to rewind the clock a little bit or rewind the actions and say, wait a minute, where did it start? And you'll find out that if you rewind it far enough, you'll find out that your actions started with thoughts that were implanted in your mind. Come on, I'm giving you time to get yourself together. Hear me clear. You could start out with an innocent thought. That innocent thought would be, I want some peace. But by the time you process that innocent thought, you're given choices on how to gain that peace. One choice would be to read and meditate on the Word of God. One choice may be to call somebody up that makes you feel good. Another choice may be to get you a nice, good glass of wine. Now, all three of those choices are going to lead you somewhere. But your thought was, I need some peace. And what I'm saying is, when a thought comes to you, an innocent thought, like I need some peace, you understand how your brain is processing the thought and the temptations that are coming to work out that thought pattern. Wanting peace, there's nothing wrong with wanting peace. How you go about to achieve that peace is the problem, can be the challenge, can get you off course. If you get into the Word of God and meditate in the Word of God concerning peace and the peace that comes from God that surpasses all understanding, you'll never go wrong. But you may find yourself in some trouble if you go and drink your glass of wine, then another 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 glass. You know, the Bible tells us what? Wine is a mocker. And then if you fall into the arms of the wrong person, you may find yourself what? In more trouble than peace. As a matter of fact, you may find yourself in worse peace. And you may even find that your peace is gone. Why? The avenue that you decide to take, your thought process and how you process that peace. Now, let's go back to the title of this message. This thing is so funny. Keep up with me, please. I'm going slow, but I'm moving on. Don't eat the burnt hot dogs. Overcome a temptation. Now, I'm going to use this as an illustration because it's going to bless somebody. And as leaders in the body of Christ, our transparency sometimes can bless somebody. One, they can learn a life lesson. Another thing, it keeps us humble before the Lord to let us know that we are human beings too. Long story short, let's go right into this story. I had spent a few days eating very light. I was eating like salads and I was eating like nuts and soups, just eating very, very light. Well, towards the end of the week, I said, well, I feel like I need to get some protein in my body. Mm-hmm. So the thought was, I need to get some protein in my body. And the thought that came to my mind was, I get me a small portion, which is, should be a good cut of beef, and nourish my body, a small portion of it, just to get me some protein. That was my thought early up in the day. But as you know, we could be thinking and moving, and sometimes our day goes into night. So by the time I got into the night season, and it's about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, I still hadn't eaten anything, and I knew I needed to nourish my body. And I was thinking, oh man, it's getting late, and I really don't want to eat too late. And I was taking care of some things and at a function and all. So here comes the temptation. Here comes, don't eat the burnt hot dogs. So then at this function, I had a choice. I could eat popcorn. I could eat hot dogs, which was grilled good. I call them burnt hot dogs. Or I could get me some drink. Or I could just hold out and maybe eat something light and catch up with the protein the next day. But let me show you how the brain processes, how the thought pattern goes. It was nothing wrong with the thought of I need a protein. Now I'm what? I'm faced with choices. One choice was the popcorn that would have cut my appetite and held me over until I got a good cut of beef to get the protein in my body. Something I felt that was healthy. The other choice was the burnt hot dog. There's nothing wrong with burnt hot dogs for those of you that eat hot dogs. But for me personally, I normally don't eat hot dogs. Nothing wrong with them. Don't get me wrong. The next one was maybe just drink something and keep going. So in my mind, and I'm showing you how the brain process, in my mind, I'm thinking a good cut of beef, but the hot dog was a beef hot dog. So my hunger got into my thought pattern, the fleshly side of us, the carnal side of us, say, look, that hot dog is a piece of beef. Don't you want some beef in your body? Eat that burnt hot dog. Eat that hot dog and you'll be nourished. Long story short, I gave in. I ate the hot dog and my body automatically said, have you ever eaten something in your body told, wrong move. You should not have ever eaten that. We've all been there, I suppose. And so I'm going through these things in my body, and finally I got past it. My digestive system got past it, and we move on from there. But then I trace back. Is everybody still with me? Don't eat the burnt hot dog. Overcoming temptation. While I'm telling the story, you could go ahead and turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 10:13. We're going to start there. But as I began to retrace back, now how in the world did I go from just wanting some protein in my body, getting a nice good cut, a small portion of good tender beef, to eating a burnt hot dog? And when I trace back, I'm talking about starting out with an innocent thought. The hunger, the carnality, the fleshly part of me processed an innocent thought. I want you to just keep in mind that when your brain processes a lot of information, a lot of thoughts at the same time, it is estimated that the average person has over 30,000 thoughts a day. But we have the ability to control our thought pattern. Medical research increasingly points to the fact that thinking and consciously controlling your thought life allows you to get rid of those evil thoughts and emotions that consume and control your mind. In other words, you can control your thought pattern. You can control your actions if you pay more attention to your thinking and the pattern that thinking is going. Somebody say, yield not to temptation. Look at somebody say that God has given us what? A sound mind in Christ Jesus. Come on, say, we can have a sound mind, a level mind, a mind that processes information in a way that God will have us to process the information. Can you imagine that the Bible also tells us what? Take on the mind of Christ. Walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the thing is, so good, what's so good about learning and developing and going to new levels of your life, that you could gain godly experiences, or you can gain experience from those challenges, that you know that it was God and only God that brought you out. And you look into it and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what is your place of development, of learning. What is it that you gain from it? I speak to some people out there right now. I'm speaking to you. I do not want you to feel condemned anymore. Somebody is feeling condemned, and you keep rehearsing in your mind that you made a bad mistake, that you missed a mark, that you did some craziness in your life. But God does not want you to walk in condemnation. God wants you to come out alive. God wants you to have hope in this hour. God wants you to look back at that situation, gain your life lesson, and move on down the road. Look at somebody else and say, I'm going to gain my life blessing and move on down the road. Getting right into our scripture. I hope you were liberated. It's over. It's done. It's scrambled eggs. You cannot unscramble scrambled eggs, but you can take a life lesson. You can take that treasure of what you learned in the beginning. You can change the transformation. You can have the mind transformed. Oh, somebody need to walk with me. You can start thinking a different way. And when you go down the road the second or the third, or some people on the fourth and the fifth time, still going down the same road, can't get past the barrier. But this time you're going to be coming out, and you're going to come out with a strong arm. Why? Because this word is going to penetrate your heart, and you're not going to sin against God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. We're going to start this series beginning to know the promise of God. See, you've got to understand, as believers, God has given you a promise. And for those of us that listen to this radio program, and you haven't made a decision, you just kind of in the balance, you just kind of thinking, I don't know if I want to dedicate my life totally and completely to Jesus. I don't know if I believe in this Christianity thing. I don't know which way I want to go. Well, then I want you to remember this promise. I want you to know that God has your back. I want you to know that once you become connected to Jesus Christ, oh my God, he said that no man can pluck you out of his hand. I want you to know that there's a blessed assurance, and that blessed assurance is that he's able to keep that which has been committed to him. Once you are committed to Christ, you got to know that he's able to keep you. He's able to protect you. He will shield you. He will teach you. He will lead you down into green pastures. Oh my Lord, he will restore your soul. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, we're getting there. Is everybody still with me? I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And it says, for no temptation, no trial regarding as enticing to sin. That's what a temptation is. A temptation is an enticement. It means that you are attracted or lured to do evil. That's temptation. I'll say it again. Temptation is what? It's an enticing to sin or do evil. It's an allurement. You're attracted to that thing. But somebody say, yield not to temptation. Look at somebody say, overcoming temptation. It says what? No matter how it comes or where it leads, that is not coming to man. Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon. I just want to thank you so much for listening to this message entitled, Don't Eat the Burnt Hot Dogs, Overcoming Temptation. Always remember, God is on your side and you can overcome temptation. Every day of your life, you are given what? Decisions that you must make. Decisions that's going to be for your betterment, and decisions that's going to get you in a hard place. You can overcome temptation. Don't you miss it next week. Don't miss it next week. Go into the next part of this powerful series. Your life will never be the same. God bless you. See you next week.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.